Welcome into prayer time here at WHCB 91.5 The Blessing. WHCB is indeed here on the air because of God's faithfulness through his children, through his people, to keep us on the air. We are here because of the support of listeners like you, and we thank you for your help to keep us on the air. This is the 8th day of November, and we say happy birthday to Timothy Hill. His birthday comes up tomorrow, and so happy birthday a little early to Timothy. And Timothy is our middle child, Janet and my middle child, and we are thankful for God's blessing of our family with his arrival all these many years ago. And happy birthday, son. God bless you today as you serve him. Andrew Murray had written about revival, saying that revival is the fruit of prayer and revival's promise to the humble. He also wrote that revival was dependent upon repentance. All the glorious promises given to 5 out of the 7 churches in the book of Revelation are dependent on the one word, repent. If there's to be a revival among our churches to give a holy spiritual membership, that trumpet needs to be heard. Repent. If the church of our day, there's a prevalent idolatry of money and talent and culture, a worldly spirit, making it unfaithful to its one and only husband and Lord, therefore the church of our day needs to repent. There's a confidence in the flesh that grieves and resists God's Holy Spirit. Let all who long for revival hasten it by asking the Lord to prepare his prophets to go before his face, crying aloud and sparing not, lifting up their voice like a trumpet, and showing his people their transgressions, as in Isaiah 58:1. Every revival has had its root in a deep confession of sin. Until those who lead the church in the path of revival bear fruitful testimony against the sins of the church, there is no breaking up the fallow ground, no seeking of the Lord till he comes and rains righteousness upon us, as in Hosea 10:12. Men are trying to bring revival through their agencies. God's revival will only come out of death, acknowledged as the desert of sin, confessed as utter helplessness. It is as we return to the Lord that revival will come. Oh, let us return in the surrender of a dependence and a devotion which has no measure but the absolute claim of him who is the Lord. Let us return to the Lord with our whole heart, that he may make us wholly his. Let us turn to the God of Pentecost, and the God of Pentecost will turn to us. It is for this returning to the Lord that the great work of intercession is needed. It is here the coming revival will find its strength. Let us begin as individuals in secret to plead with God, confessing whatever we know of sin or hindrance in ourselves or others. Let us seek to foster the spirit of confession and supplication and intercession in those who are around us. Let us help to encourage and train those who think themselves too feeble. Let us lift up our voice and proclaim that revival is brought down from above by prayer, and that revival comes to the humble and contrite ones. Among God's people everywhere, let there be searchings, great searchings of the heart, as to whether they're willing to deny themselves and give the time and strength that the Lord requires to praying through for revival. Let every minister and Christian worker and every believer give himself or herself in secret to their places in the front rank of the great intercession host that must prevail with God before the flood of blessing can come. Of all who speak or think of or long for revival, let us not one of us hold back in this great work of honest, definite, continual, unceasing pleading. Habakkuk 3:2 says this, O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known in wrath, remember mercy. And Hosea 6:1, 2, and 3, come, let us return unto the Lord. He will revive us, he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain unto the earth. Revive thy work, O Lord. We need repentance. Repentance, a returning to the Lord in the great work of intercession. Let's go to prayer. Heavenly Father, indeed, if revival is to come, you must bring it. You must send it. Help us to pray and seek thy face in humility and in repentance as we ask you for revival, and that revival would heal our broken land. Our hearts are not as broken as they should be. Help us to be broken before thee, that we might pray with a true heart of repentance, that we might pray with a true heart of humility, and that we might seek thy face properly, and that you might give us those floods of blessing called revival. Now, Father, we pray for these, our listeners and friends, and ask you to meet their needs today, whatever they are, the spiritual needs, the physical needs, the emotional needs, all of their needs. You alone can make provision. We ask for that provision for each of our listeners, for ourselves, and for this ministry. We have great needs, but we know that you're greater than any needs that we have, and so we ask you to meet them. Now, Father, we pray for these who will be standing to preach and to teach, to minister the word, to give out the truth of your word this weekend in the various locations and various meetings. We pray for those pastors and elders and teachers and deacons. We ask you, Lord, to use them in a mighty way. And Lord, for these that provide music in services, we pray that you would use them in a mighty way, that their music would be as unto the Lord in all that they do. And Father, we do ask for your blessing upon WHCB and the work here and the workers here. And we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.